The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She does everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, and co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day here in Sonoma County. And last night, I heard the rain coming down. It was coming down in full force, and I says, hallelujah. Anyway, I have two special guests joining me today. Joining me in the studio is Mariana Diaz, who produces a show here on KBBF called Be the Best Version of Yourself, where she co-hosts the show with Juan Jose Sanchez Sandoval, who is a very recognized psychologist in Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico, and she's very involved with getting the word out. She was very involved in getting the word out during our Northern California fires to our Spanish-speaking population. And it was just amazing, the coverage that had on KBBF and also on KSRO. You know, what's really interesting, two local stations, very, very important. You need to support your local stations, and how you support KBBF is you become a sustainer, and you can go on kbbf.org and look up donations, and all the instructions are there for you. Also, my second guest, I had the honor of pre-recording an interview with Pat Kerrigan, who is the anchor for the morning newscast show on the historic airways of KSRO. Actually, KSRO is licensed in Santa Rosa, California, and serves the Sonoma County area. During the interview, she will be providing us with background and information on KSR's coverage of the fire. Two inspiring women who came forward in so many ways during this fire, the largest fire in California history, and helped get out all the important information and inspiration for that time. I can hardly believe it happened right here in Sonoma County and outlying areas in Napa County. I've read several letters to the editor talking about the fire, and I really appreciate there was a close to home written, and the gentleman talked about the horror of seeing all the damage that happened up in Fountain Grove. He said it looked just like a war zone, and Ken and I took a ride up there on our way for our Thanksgiving dinner. Our daughter and son live in Rincon Valley. We were able to see the devastation, and yes, it did look like a war zone. And one of the things that keeps coming to me when I think about that is how important it is that we find a way to have peace on earth, because this kind of destruction is going on all across the globe. And if we're not careful, folks, we're not going to have a planet. Anyway, Thanksgiving was spent with family and friends, and during the dinner, I could not help but think of the families that lost their homes, and I know several in our circle also did. But the most important thing is that how creative we are as human beings, that people came together in spite of all the devastation and enjoyed family meals together and Thanksgiving. And a special shout out to my daughter and son-in-law Susan and Dave for giving us, once again, making such a beautiful, beautiful dinner for all of us. So much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for, you know. And the most important thing is that we're still here, we're breathing, and we're alive. And when, as long as we're alive, as long as we have our health, you know, we can work on the future. And that's very important to remind ourselves of that. Well, the Sonoma County Gazette, the December issue, is out on the street, and included in this issue, along with my column, Santa Rosa Snippets, there's a great shopping guide pointing out to many of the local vendors here in Sonoma County, particularly at this time. We must support our local people, our local radio stations. It's very interesting. It was during the fires when I was flipping around on the radio trying to hear coverage. The only coverage I heard was KSRO and KBBF. KSRO in English, and they attempted Spanish, but KBBF was right there for the Spanish-speaking community, which I think is really, really impressive as far as I'm concerned. Well, as you know, here we are. So hard to believe, the last Monday of the month. And what do? We read the Women's Spaces Pledge. You know, I just want to remind folks about the pledge. And I wrote it for my grandson when he was about 6 years old. He came out of his daycare, and he started crying that his teacher told him he was a bad boy. And I said, hey, wait a minute. You're not a bad boy. I mean, you might be curious. You might get in a little trouble here and there, but you're not a bad person. And besides, your self-esteem does not depend on what that teacher thinks of you. Your self-esteem depends on your relationship with yourself. And we would have these discussions. And then suddenly, when I got on the air about 5 years ago, I was talking to Ken, and I said, you know, we need to have something that identifies with Women's Spaces. And so I thought, wow, the pledge. I wonder how it's going to work out for folks. Well, it's worked out very well, because so far there are over 5,000 of these little cards with the pledge in English, and I also just made them also in Spanish, and we've got about 750 of them out there in Spanish. So it really has taken off in its own way. So what I want folks to do, and I really would appreciate if Mariana would join me along with Ken, and also Mariana is going to read it after I read it in English. She's going to do the honor of reading it in Spanish for me. So let's start the pledge. I'm going to say the first line. You repeat after me, and then we'll go down until we finish it. So here we go. The Women's Spaces Pledge. My self-esteem
does not depend
on anything
outside of me.
My self-esteem depends
on my relationship
with myself
and my higher power.
Now I'm going to say it. Just think about what I'm saying. My self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. That means it doesn't matter. What you think of me is none of my business anyway. My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself and my higher power. I recommend you read it 3 times a day. Sometimes I read it 10 times a day. I have to remind myself that my self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. It depends on my relationship with myself and my higher power. And now I'm going to have Marianne Diaz. She's going to read it in Spanish. If you could do that for me, Mariana.
Of course. Mi autoestima no depende de cualquier cosa fuera de mí. Mi autoestima depende de mi relación conmigo misma y mi poder superior.
I don't know. It sounds so beautiful in Spanish. You know, when I hear it in English, it sounds one way. But somehow in Spanish, it just has a melody all of its own. Well, folks, I have one announcement to make that is very, very important. It has around the fire. We're going to have, it's called Conversations Around the Fire, Renter Rights in a Disaster Zone. You know, we don't pay much attention. We're talking a lot about the homeowners, but there's a lot of folks that rented and lost so much during this fire. So there's going to be a workshop called Conversations Around the Fire, Renter Rights in a Disaster Zone. It's sponsored by the Green Party of Sonoma County, the Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County, and the Community Action Coalition. And this is going to be happening at the Christ United Church at 1717 Yalupa in Santa Rosa. It's happening between 6 and 8. And there's going to be a Know Our Rights panel presentation for people in the North Bay who have been impacted by the deadly fires. And there also will be a summary of financial aid options in the county for you. So that's going to be, when is that going to be happening? It's going to be happening, I believe, tonight. I don't have the date here. I believe it's going to be happening tonight. Christ Church United Methodist, 1717 Yalupa, Santa Rosa, time 6 to 8. I can't believe it, you know. Paperwork is... It's really a lot of fun. But we will have the exact date when we come back. I'll look it up on the computer. Anyway, we're going to take a musical break, and the song I will be playing is Yes We Can. I like that. Yes We Can, sung by Marie Mulder. In these times of tradition, it is more important than ever for all of us to come together, work together, and believe we can get through what is happening around the fires, losing homes, scandals, fear of wars, and all those things. If we come together as a people, and I really encourage women, you know, we talk a lot about women of color, the different women. To me, the way I describe myself is, number one, I'm a woman. Number two, I'm a mother. Number three, I'm a grandmother. Then I get to the point that I might be Caucasian, although I'm Jewish. I don't consider myself Caucasian, but if you want to throw that into the equation, fine. But the most important thing is, as women, we come together as women, women of all color, women of all ages, women of all backgrounds. You know, women have one thing in common. We all scream when we give birth. I was right, Ken. Thank you so much, my love. Tonight, that is November 27th, at the Christ Church United, and they're going to have this conversation around the fire, renter rights in the disaster zone. Okay, folks, let's go ahead and listen to Yes We Can, sung by Maria Muldaur. And when we come back, we will be having a conversation with Marianne Diaz from KBBF.
Mankind to get together with one another, iron out of problems and iron out of troubles, and try to live as brothers. Try to find peace of mind without stepping on one another, and do respect all the women of the world. Just remember that you all had mothers. We got to make this land a better land in the world in which we live. Help each man be a better man with the kindness that we give. I know we can make it, I know that we can, I know darn well we can work it out. Yes we can, I know we can, yes we can. Why can't we if we want to? Yes we can. I know we can make it, I know that we can, I know darn well we can work it out. Yes we can, I know we can, yes we can. Why can't we if we want to? Yes we can. Children, the little children of the world, 'cause they're our strongest hope for the future, all the little bitty boys and girls. We got to make this land a better land than the world in which we live. We gotta help each man be a better man with the kindness that we give. I know we can make it, I know darn well we can work it out.
Yes we can, I know we can, yes we can. Why can't we if we want? Yes we can.
Well, I know we can make it,
I know we can.
And I know darn well we can work it out.
Yes we can, I know we can, yes we can. Why can't we if we want? Yes we can.
We just got to make it, y'all.
Yes, we can. We can come together and we can do what we need to do. Well, for you folks just joining us, you are listening to KBBF 89.1 FM Calistoga. And I want to remind my listeners that the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my special guest in the studio with me, Maria Diaz, who produces the show on KPBF called The Best Vision of Yourself. Welcome, Mariana. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Thank you very much.
I am just thrilled to have you on, and I'd like to tell our viewers just a little bit about you before we start.
Well, I come from Guadalajara, as you mentioned, and I'm going to be 1 year with my show. It's going to happen this January, next month. Next in a little more than a month. So, yeah, I'm a volunteer of KBBF.
So, Lillian, and also you have quite a very interesting background. You were born in Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico, and in 1997 you graduated from the University of Guadalajara with a bachelor's degree in business administration. In the same year, you came to the United States to study English. From 2000 to 2015, Mariana worked in the management department of a large company, and then in 2015, she joined the Napa Sonoma. What's SBDC?
Small Business Development Center.
She joined the Small Business Development Center to work with the Hispanic business community and share her passion for entrepreneurship. Mariana provides one-on-one business advising and offers business education workshops. On KBBF, she hosts a show, like she said. She's going to be having a year's anniversary, Be the Best Version of Yourself, where she co-hosts a show with Juan Jose Sanchez Sandoval, who is a very recognized psychologist in Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico. And what you told me is that you Skype him in. That's so interesting.
Yes, it is very interesting. Yeah, he is here with me in the show, but he is in Guadalajara physically.
I'm telling you, the technology we have.
Amazing.
Well, when I was born, I mean, you're going to laugh when I say that we didn't even have television. We still had, we still shared telephones with our neighbors. To come to this place where we have all this technology and do these things, it's amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit before we start. How did you start in radio, and what motivates you? What a great title, Be the Best Version of Yourself. I mean, it really fits in with our pledge, you know.
Yes.
Your self-esteem. Tell us about your vision and what motivated you to start and come to KBBF.
Well, first of all, I love helping the community, and I think volunteering is a very good source of helping people. But I was invited to participate in a different show for business education. But the co-host that originated the idea couldn't continue. So I was like, okay, I got the training. I'm going to do something that I really, really like. So I started my show, this Be the Best Version of Yourself.
Well, that I just love the name. Well, you know, talk about it. You know, what was so interesting to me, you know, when I woke up on Sunday night, October the 8th, you know, all of a sudden my neighbors knocking on the door, you know, we have to evacuate, and suddenly going outside and seeing the sky bright red. In fact, Ken took a picture when we walked out, and we actually have a picture of the bright redness. Wow. But with all the cinders coming our way, I mean, we were so lucky. I mean, my heart just goes out to people who lost their home. So tell me how you got involved. I know it was just a whirlwind. I know we're going to be doing a pre-recorded interview we did with Pat Kerrigan from KSRO, and she said the same thing. Actually, her home was in the evacuation zone. So tell us a little bit. How did you get wind of what was going on in KBBF, and what happened?
Well, I wasn't involved in any evacuations. I live in Runner Park, so we were out of the danger zone. But, you know, everybody was involved because we had friends or family who lost their homes. So I needed to participate in the volunteering, but the shelters had enough volunteers. So I decided to come here to KBBF and be the word to people.
So describe what was happening when you came here. I mean, when I walked in, they had donations coming in. We were announcing on the radio, and we were talking in two languages, English and Spanish. So talk a little bit about what was it like coming in and all of a sudden getting on the air and having to broadcast this stuff.
Well, it was very interesting because, you know, a lot of people were coming to the studio and help, you know, with the Spanish news and stuff. So, but, you know, it was all day long. Sometimes we stayed here up to 12 o'clock in the night. But it was needed. People needed to know what was happening. And because we were the only radio station providing the news in Spanish, it was like a lot of people that didn't used to listen KBBF, now they're listening KBBF because we were covering all the news.
But also, you know, just it's very interesting, and I need to make a plug again. You know, one of the things that I keep saying about the fire and to bring people's attention to it is that we had two local stations, one in English and one in Spanish. When I went and scoped the rest of the stations, I heard no coverage other than these two stations. stations, and it was local. That's why it's important to support your local station, particularly KBBF, because we're bilingual, two languages. You know, I mean, I feel so blessed to be able to be on the air, you know, to have a woman show on the air. We have all kinds of different shows, so it's very, very important. Well, what was your biggest challenge when all this was happening? What do you feel was the biggest challenge? And did you have any anxieties or fears, or how did you handle it?
Well, it was stressful because we didn't know when was gonna end, and that happened, I guess, to a lot of people because we used to receive calls all the time about, you know, people worried about what's gonna happen next, and if I have to evacuate now, you know, people needed the information. So the biggest challenge, I didn't think of anything more than just help and, you know, be on whatever was going on and help somehow with the situation.
How did it affect you? I mean, how did you feel as you were going through this? I mean, here you are far away from the situation, but yet at the same time, you're right in the middle of it.
Well, you know, it was very hard to contain ourselves from crying sometimes because people used to call with all kinds of stories and people were crying, and it was very challenging just to, you know, continue with. It was a radio station, so we cannot just... you know, we had to be very strong, and that was very difficult, just not to break ourselves in crying because it was hard.
Well, also, one of the things I noticed is the upbeat attitude. You know, no matter what was going on, you know, I always felt there was this reassurance, like particularly for the immigrant community, like the undocumented people, don't worry, you can go to shelters, you know, reassuring them. I mean, when I found out that people were, you know, young people were camping out at the beaches because they were afraid to go to the shelters, I was really, really shocked.
Yes, a lot of people called me. People were sleeping in their cars because they couldn't go to the shelters. They were afraid to go to shelters. So it was very shocking.
Yeah, it was. You know, and but the other side of it was is that we were all taking care of each other. And again, you know, with supporting your local stations, you know, like I said, I did not hear much coverage. We had some news reports, but nothing like what was going on at KBBF. Nothing like that. Well, you know, talking about the radio, you know, here you are, a young woman, you know, and all your years' experience, here you come to the station, and now you're going to be working in a disaster. Talk a little bit about where did you get your radio experience? And if there's some woman out there who wants to get or become part of the radio, what kind of suggestions would you give her?
You know, I didn't have any experience prior volunteering with KBBF. So I got the training 6 months. It wasn't 6 months. It was about 4 months of training. And then I just started my show. And I love it.
So you had 6 months. You came into the station. You see, here's another aspect of the station most people don't know. So you decided, hey, I want to do radio. I want to get my voice out there. So you come to the station. They give you 6 months training, and then they put you on the air. What did it feel like when you first got on the air, for heaven's sake?
You know, people ask me if I don't get nervous. No, I don't. I'm nervous a little bit right now because this interview is in English, and I have a very heavy accent, but I don't...
I want to say something. When I talked to you on the phone and I said, do you speak English, because I have an English show, you said, I hope it's okay because I have an accent. Well, I want to tell you something. I love your accent.
Thank you.
There's nothing, you don't have to even say I have an accent. It's just the way you talk, just the way that I talk. And you're doing just an absolutely beautiful job. And in your bio, it said you came to the United States to learn English. And I totally admire people who can go from one language to another. I can't do that. I don't speak Spanish. I just speak English. But I just want to say that to you. So go ahead, talk about you. So you were a little nervous the first time.
Well, yeah, the first time is always, you know, it's something new. You don't know how to handle 1 hour on the air, first of all. And, you know, it's on live. And you can make mistakes, but you don't want to make mistakes. And it's challenging, and it's a little bit of, nervous. But I was okay, and I love it. I love being on the air.
Well, your title is Be the Best Version of Yourself. What does that mean to you? What does that inspire in people? What is the idea behind that title?
Well, I went through depression time, so it was very important for me to get myself together, and I want to help people now with all the problems that we have in society, and to my people especially.
So what you're saying is you're using an example of your own life and how you came through your own depressions and your own challenges and trying to share that with other people. When is the show on the air?
It's every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m.
6 to 7 p.m. How wonderful. And what are some of the topics you cover?
Everything related to psychology, problematic, like, you know, fear, self-esteem and depression, you know, all those issues that you could have as a human being.
So that's Tuesday from 6 to 7.
Yes.
Oh, Tuesday. And that's 89.1 FM from 6 to 7.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, we're coming pretty fast to the end of the segment. So if there is a woman out there, what would you suggest to her? If she, all of a sudden, she wants to get into radio, what were some ideas you would give her?
I don't know. Just follow your passion. Like for me, that's what I love. But I get that not everybody can, you know, be on the air. But there is a lot of things that you can volunteer here at KBBF and try being on the air. I always invite people. During the disaster, I used to invite people to come to the show, you know, meet us and, you know, just be on the air and participate.
Participation, very important, involvement and participation. Well, are there any last things that you would like to tell our listening audience, anything more that you'd like to share maybe about the fire or anything that's on your, anything, any burning desire, anything that you'd like to share?
Well, the only thing is that I used to be very focused on my Hispanic community, but during the fire, we were all the same community. And that's what I really, really loved. It was a disaster, yes, but we all came together as one community.
That's very important. You know, there's a poem. There's a poem that I have on my website called I Am Woman, I Am All Women. You know, community is so important, and community is just people coming together. And what's so interesting about disasters is all the prejudice, all the things just drop, and all of a sudden you become two people coming together wanting to make sure that things happen. Well, Mariana Diaz, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming up.
Thank you very much.
And I want to encourage folks, you know, and you know something, even though your show is in Spanish, one of the things I find out about listening to KBBF and Spanish program, you know, you start learning the language. You start understanding, you start hearing the passion of it and all the good things. And if you don't speak Spanish, recommend it to a friend. And that's going to be on Tuesday nights from 6 to 7. It's called the Be the Best Version of Yourself, and it's on KBBF 89.1 FM. Well, thank you so much, Mariana.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And thank you so much for what you did with the fire and helping so many people and having such a beautiful, beautiful attitude about it.
Thank you.
Well, it's amazing, folks. You know, KBBF is a community. It's a community of people. It's a diverse community. And when a diverse community comes together, it is very, very exciting. Well, we're going to take another musical break. And when we come back, we're going to be listening to the interview that was pre-recorded on Wednesday, this Wednesday, with Pat Carrigan from KSRO. And the song we're going to play, I thought, you know, this is such a great song, and I'm becoming a great fan of Leanne Rimes. I mean, I can't believe the voice she has. It's just absolutely beautiful. And the song that we're going to play is What a Wonderful World. You know, it was, I think it was Louis, I can't remember his last name, that played the, Louis Armstrong that first came out with that song. Listen to the lyrics, because it's a reminder of what a beautiful world we live in. With all the challenges, we still live in this mysterious, beautiful universe. You know, I was looking at the sky last night. I was looking at the moon, and I thought, where am I? Who am I? And why am I? And then I thought to myself, quit asking those questions. Just enjoy being here on this planet and looking at what a beautiful world it is. And then when we come back, we will be listening to the pre-recorded interview with Pat Carrigan.
see trees of green, red roses too. Think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. What a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
So, yes, it's a wonderful world. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Places, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And we are going to listen to a pre-recorded interview we did on Wednesday, November 22nd, with Pat Carrigan, who is the anchor for the morning newscast on the historic airways of KSRO. Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And with me in the studio is one of my favorite people, Pat Carrigan from KSRO here in Sonoma County. Welcome, Pat. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Well, thanks for inviting me. It's so nice to be here in these studios and with you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's such an honor to have you. In my mind, I keep thinking that you're the voice of Sonoma County, you know, the idea that you handle the announcements on the radio on KSRO so eloquently while we were in such disaster. I mean, it was just an amazing experience listening to you on the radio. So thank you so much for coming in. And do you mind if I tell my listeners just a little bit about you, give a little background before
Feel
we start
free.
The interview?
I'll just chime in when you're lying.
Well, Pat sent me, there's a wonderful, beautiful bio on KSRO, and this is where I got most of the information. Pat Carrigan is dedicated to the people of her community, making sure listeners have a place to be heard, to be informed, and to remember, above all, to have fun in the morning. Pat Carrigan is right now the news director for KSRO. How long have you been the news director, Pat?
I'm moving into my second year of that, and this is moving into my third year of being at KSRO, but I've been a broadcaster here in Sonoma County since 1980.
Right. It's very interesting because when I looked at your bio, you worked with several local stations in the area, including morning shows for KZST and Q105. And in 2001, Pat heard a local doctor speak about the need for nonprofit breast cancer center for women and went to work. She actually got Lily Tomlin to come in and to perform here for free and raised $250,000 for one night seed money for the Sutter Breast Care Cancer Center.
Well, that speaks to the generosity of somebody like Lily Tomlin, who, you know, I told her what we were trying to accomplish. She completely understood. I asked her quite simply, what will it take? And at that time, I think she was getting about $200,000 a show. And so I said, what will it take to get you to do this for us? And she said, a plane ticket and a hotel room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so she performed for free. That was great.
Would you, you know, this is women's spaces. Would you say that that was the power of two women coming together and just knowing there was a need to be met and let's just take care of it?
I think that was a lot of it, too. And I think it's a lot about generosity. And you know, Lily's been around the Bay Area for a long, long time. And she understands and understood at that time the difference in breast cancer rates for women in the Bay Area as opposed to the rest of the country, even, that they were much higher. And so the need, you know, for something like this nonprofit was very strong. And, you know, to this day, it's serving hundreds and hundreds of women every year free.
Well, it's amazing. And just think that you raised $500,000 in one night.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Well, currently, according to your bio, you are now, like I said, the news director for KSRO. And one of the things that I found in your bio that I found was so interesting, one of the things about women's spaces that's very important, the reason we broadcast and our philosophy is to make sure there's a good, strong future for our children. You know, trying to bring women to the air to let people know what they're doing and how they can also get involved. And I found this little thing that I thought was very interesting called Kerrigan Kids. Mm-hmm. Can you go into that a little bit? It looks, I mean, it just sounds so warm and fuzzy. Why don't you talk a little bit about
it? It was very warm and fuzzy. And when you've got 100 kids together in the same place, you got to hope it's warm and fuzzy because it can be a lot of other things too. Yeah, I wanted to do a holiday party for kids that normally don't get one. And there's nothing new about that. And the great thing about having a microphone in front of you, as you know, Elaine, is that once you put the word out, chances are there will be a response. And I was amazed by the response. I put it in the hands of the folks at the Volunteer Center of Sonoma County to let me know what families and what kids needed to be a part of this celebration. And so pretty soon I had a restaurant that called up and said, we'll do the food. And so we had 100 kids. You can imagine the whole family came. So it was quite the large group. And pretty soon we had people calling and donating money. We ended up with, you know, giving each family a stocking that was full of a number of items and gift certificates and a gift card that was worth about $150 just to use at Walmart or you know, several other places. You know, people called us up and said, I will get 100 beds for you. And all of a sudden there were 100 sets of sheets and pillowcases and bed frames. And I mean, it just snowballed, literally.
The power of radio.
It is the power of radio, and it's the power of community connection. You can't accomplish something like that broadcasting from San Francisco. You can't do it because you can't be that localized. It has to be much more homogenized to be successful there. That's why I love this county.
Well, what's amazing, too, about KSRO and KBBF, we both belong to Go Local. We are local stations.
Yeah, locally owned and obviously locally operated.
And it's just amazing. So let's get into the fire. You know, that's really one of the most impacting things that's happened in our community. I mean, people are still riveting from it. Now, I understand you yourself were evacuated. Can you tell your story before we get into the part about the radio that you played?
It was late Sunday night, and I was trying to sleep because I have a 2 a.m. wake up call to go to work. And so it was a very
2 a.m.
Yeah, I'm usually sitting in the newsroom by about 3. But anyway, it was, as you know, an extremely windy night, difficult to sleep. And we got the bang on the door at about 10:40 Sunday night, the 8th of October, of course. And by that time, the flames were across the street from us in the backyard across the street.
That was your home that they were across the street from.
Across the street from my home, yes. So grabbed the dog and a bag of dog food, jumped in the car, and ended up driving about 3 blocks away in Kenwood. And watched for a few minutes and thought, well, that's it. My house is gone. That whole neighborhood is gone. This whole little community is going to be gone. And so that seemed like a done deal, and it occurred to me not long afterward that I needed to go to work. This wasn't one house burning, you know, for some sad reason. This was a community on fire. And so I drove directly to the KSRO studios. On the way there, I saw explosions in the night sky that I now know to be a number of things, including propane tanks. I saw the red glow in the northern hills. You know, clearly something horrific was going on. So when I got to the station, it was about 5 minutes after midnight, and producer Mike DeWald was there, had been there for about 10 minutes. So I looked at him and I said, are you ready for this? Let's get on the air. And so we did.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I mean, I'm thinking of you driving, seeing these fires, knowing that your home was in danger. Now you're at the station. Where did you get the courage or the wherewithal to come across the? I mean, no one would ever know that your house was in danger from how you were presenting yourself.
Well, that was literally in the rearview mirror at that point. There was no point in thinking about it anymore. I was absolutely convinced it was gone. And, you know, that's our job. Our job is to be of service to our communities. At least that was the original idea of radio stations. And it became clear that, you know, we were in the best situation to provide information, being the only news talk station around here. And so we went on the air and we started contacting people that we knew in the sheriff's department and in the fire department and things like that. Well, everybody was overwhelmed that night. There was people ask me, how did you do it? Well, it went from guest and information to guest and information. And because all of the people in a position of knowledge that night and in the days to come were on our radio station. So we weren't reading the news. We were making the news. And just by virtue of the fact that everybody we needed to talk to found their way to us. And so by virtue of that, you know, we were, and of course we had all the alerts. All, you know, everybody knows about Nixol now, but only media folks knew about Nixol before the fires. So we had those alerts. We had the sheriff on. We just kept rolling. And the more the hours passed, the more people that started flooding into the radio stations, many of them evacuees too. And so people started answering the phones. And hour after hour, they would pass me scribbled notes and say, here's who you're talking to next, stuff like that.
So just a little scribbled notes, and all of a sudden you had to go on. I mean, and the coverage was just amazing. I know even here at KBBF, you know, we were broadcasting bilingually, taking care of our Hispanic community.
Yes.
And there was a cooperation. And the thing that was so amazing to me, we just went to a Go Local luncheon, Alicia Sanchez and I, just mm-hmm. to let folks know a little bit about the station here. And it really felt, when we were talking, that there was a community there. There was the local KSRO, which was handling the English speakers, and then you also brought some Spanish speakers in, and
yes.
then there was KBBF in all languages. I mean, it was amazing. And then the donations coming in, the generosity. Well, you know, during that period, what was one of the biggest challenges sitting there that you really had to face as you were broadcasting? What do you think?
I think trying to figure out how to impart the information that we needed to impart with the right kind of authority when necessary. Evacuations, number one, getting people out of their homes as soon as possible. And I think hand in hand with that throughout the course of that night and the many days to come was trying to offer up some heartfelt belief that we were going to make it through this.
Well, how did you, and it was real interesting, I noticed when you all of a sudden you start coming up with the idea when I was listening to you, I told you the story, we had five radios, it wasn't until the fifth radio that we finally got it to work, and when we heard your voice, it was almost like God coming through the air, like we had some information. But what was so interesting is that I heard you talking about, you were coming to grips with logos, it was Sonoma Strong, Sonoma Proud,
yeah, yeah.
Santa Rosa,
yeah.
How was that for you? How did that come up?
You know, well, it came up because somebody, a listener, dropped off a box full of these, thousands of these stickers that said, you know, Sonoma Strong or Sonoma Proud, Sonoma County Proud. And so I said, yeah, that works for me. And then, of course, like everybody else, I saw and heard about 1,000 variations on that. And to each one, I said, yeah, that sounds pretty good to me. I don't care what you call it. I just care that you call it, you know.
Well, here you have pretty much over 25 years experience on radio. I mean, and I don't think you've ever had anything like this. How did this
move? Nobody has ever had anything like this.
How did this kind of relate to some of the challenges that you've had in the past or some of the goals that you had as far as a radio announcer goes?
I think anybody who wants to get on the radio at some point in their young and impressionable career wants to make an impact. And that can be done in a bunch of different ways on the radio, through music, through talk, through politics, through, you know, whatever it is that's, between you and the listener. And I think establishing that relationship is what makes people on the radio successful, if they're able to establish a relationship with the people who are listening to them. And I think all these years in this community helped enormously that night, the night of the fires, and in the days to come. I think that was a big deal. I think being, you know, at the stage of my life that I am, where there was a whole lot to be rattled around and rattled about, but, I try to only really worry about things over which I have control. And clearly, this was a situation no one had control over. I can't worry about that. I can only worry about, you know, the little corner that I live in during all that.
So it sounds like that you got your strength and your tenacity in doing all that you were doing. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, you were kind of... I kind of thought of it like moving little pieces around. Like, okay, here comes Mike McGuire on the line now.
Yeah.
There's the sheriff on the
yeah.
line.
There was a little conducting involved. Yeah.
It's like you were conducting. But it sounds like where you really got your strength from was focusing on the moment and not worrying about if I'm doing it right, I'm doing it wrong.
No.
I'm just focusing.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think your priorities become crystal clear. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the most important thing is to try to help people get out of danger. You know, that's thing one. Everything else is you know, a sidebar at that point. And then I think once that's been established and once, you know, the first 2 or 3 days passed so that we were fairly confident we had everybody out of physical danger, then comes the next part. You know, what next?
Yeah, the recovery part.
What next?
But let's go back a little bit. I mean, here you are taking care of our community, doing all these wonderful things. I mean, really, I felt the thing that you did the best was reassuring people. It's going to be okay. We're going to get it out. You know,
Supervisor Linda Hopkins said, I'm just like a chicken pot pie. Comfort food, you know? So I guess if that's what you needed that during that time, that's absolutely fine with me. But I really do want to stress that every single human being played their part in that night, in the next day, and the, you know, up to and including right now. And that is that everybody did precisely what they could do. And so all of those parts and pieces coming together is what's gotten us to this stage of the game and what will get us to the next chapter. So everybody, I happen to be the one with a microphone, but so many other essential parts of this came together because people didn't stop to think, they just did.
But also, I think even though you had the microphone, the way you held it in your hand and the way you organized people, I mean, I just have to say thank you, because I was a listener out there. We were in evacuation zone. We didn't know what was going on, and so it was greatly, greatly appreciated. Talk a little bit now. Here you had, we're coming to the end of the segment, and here you had all these issues working with the radio and stuff. Tell us about your home. What happened?
My home is just fine. The fire stopped across the street, amazingly enough, thanks to the good works of so many, and I have some damage to take care of. Nothing that can't be repaired. That's the luck of the Irish.
You know, we're coming to the end of the segment. Time goes by so fast when you're in a studio having a good time. And what I'd like you to do is maybe give a little thought. Let's say there's a woman out there, or a man, anybody out there that is interested in going into radio and becoming, an announcer or having a program. What suggestions, what ideas would you offer them?
Well, first I would say, yes, there's a lot of technology out there, and things have changed, immensely since I got into radio. But guess what people ended up listening to in a life-threatening situation? An AM radio station. You know, searching the garages for that old AM radio. And so I would like to just let people know that communication, that's at the heart of it. Doesn't matter really how you do it. For somebody that wants to get into radio, I would say that the opportunities are far less because of the technological advances. It's a lot cheaper to run a radio station that's canned than one with live and local people on it. So you have to find somebody who's willing to put forth that kind of commitment in their community. And then I would suggest that you call somebody like me, who's been around it, in it, you know, knows the good, the bad, and the very, very ugly, and ask to latch on.
Just to become part of it.
Yeah. And then, you know, you'll absorb as much as you need to and be able to make a decision about whether this is, you know, the right way to go for you.
Well, radio is an amazing journey. I mean, it really is. I've been on the air now 5 years here at KBBF, and prior to that, from 1976 to 1981, we were doing research. I think there were only three women shows at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, women have kind of taken over the airways, which is great, you know. Well, we've come to the end of our segment, and I want to give you an opportunity. Is there anything, any message or any thoughts or any ideas that you would like to express to our listening community? You know, we're very interesting here. We have a bilingual, and we also have an English component. And what's so interesting about KBBF is that it's such a variety of people listening. So any kind of inspiration or any thought that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would just continue to suggest and support the notion of everybody putting their best foot forward. And one after the other after the other. Because that collective forward movement is the only thing that is going to get us on the other side of this. The only thing. It's not going to be the federal dollars. It's not going to be the advisors from out of town who say, we've been through this before, let me show you how to do it. It's going to be us, the community. So put your best foot forward. I have all the faith in the world.
Well, Pat Carrigan, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on Women's Spaces.
Thank you.
I want to thank you on behalf of our listening community for the wonderful, excellent job that you did in covering, and thank you so much for being here.
A pleasure.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're listening to Women's Spaces. I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz, and for you folks just tuning in, we just did a pre-recorded interview with KSRO's news director, Pat Carrigan. Oh, thank you so much, Pat, and thank you so much, Mary Ann Diaz at KBBF, for all that they did during the fire here. Well, I have a few announcements to make, and I'm going to read a little short poem, but the first announcement I want to make is, you know, this thing around found animals. Oh, God, I tell you, I'm just thrilled over these last two interviews. I mean, these women did such a stellar job. such a stellar job. And I want everybody to know that there's KBBF and Pat Carrigan and also James Gore are going to be honored on December 4th, and at the Healthcare Foundation is going to be honoring them. Anyway, we'll talk about the found animals. You know, I look at this ad in the Pest Democrat, and I see all these beautiful little animals and looking for their owners, and I know some are recovering. So call 707-542-0882 if you have an animal that you're looking for, or you can go on their website, www.sonomahumane.org. That's sonomahumane.org. And they have pictures of all kinds of animals that were turned into the animal shelter. And also, I want to remind folks that tonight they're going to be having conversations around the fire, renter rights in a disaster zone. It's going to be at the Christ Church United at 1717 Yulupa Avenue in Santa Rosa. It's the time is 6 to 8. This is going to be a Know Your Right presentation. They're going to have a special panel. It's sponsored by the Green Party of Sonoma County, the Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County, and the Community Action Coalition. You know, after listening to these two interviews around the fire, I want to remind folks how important it is to support your local radio stations. I can't emphasize it enough. I know there's lots of money going out to many, many radio stations outside the area, but you know, during the fire, there were only two stations that I could hear the extensive coverage, listening to what the Board of Supervisors was saying, what the mayor was saying, what the police chief was saying, and they were going back and forth to both stations, and it's very important that you support KBBF. And it's simple. All you have to do is go on KBBF.org and look at the donation button, and there you are. You just fill out, just go through the whole thing. Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you particularly to Mary Ann Diaz from KBBF, host of the show, Be the Best Version of Yourself. And that happens on every Tuesday from 6 to 7. And also to Pat Carrigan, the anchor for the morning newscast on historic airways of KSRO. And a special shout out to both women for doing such an excellent job in getting the word out during our Northern California fires in Sonoma and Napa counties. Reminder, tell your friends Women's Spaces will be aired again at 11 p.m. this evening. I am so excited. I get to listen to my own program. Also, I'm available for speaking engagements. And if you have any birthdays, anniversaries you'd like to have on the air announced, do not hesitate to email me at elaine@womenspaces.com. Well, remember, our children are the future. And never, never lose sight of that. You know, what is it in this world that we just had these horrible fires that looked like a disaster zone, a war zone to many, many people. We have to start working for peace on earth. Anyway, this is Elaine B. Holt. You've been listening to Women's Spaces. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you the next time.